Hello and welcome to your favorite podcast, One More Day. I'm Javier Rivas and I have a very, very good notice. Today we have a very, very special guest. He's Fran Julia and he's going to present today's history program.
You are going to listen to the epilogue of Captain Alatriste, one of the best books of his writer, Arturo Pérez Reverte. Enjoy!
The sky above the Alcázar turned in rain. Sitting on a stone pillar of the royal esplanade, I covered my shoulders with the capstans of Herrera and continued to wait, never taking my eyes off the gates of the palace. I had been there a very long while. The truth is, this seems to be my destiny. A good part of my life with Captain Alatriste was spent waiting for him, expecting the worst, and always with my stomach empty and dreading my heart. I entertained myself by watching the rain take shape. That was what I was doing when I heard a little tone that sounded familiar to me. A kind of... Among the ray and ochre reflection stretched a dark, motionless stain. When I look up, there before me, in cape and hat, was the unmistakable somber figure of Walterio Malatesta. When I could react, I have two specific and nearly opposite rules. One, run, and two, pull out the dagger I had hidden in my back of way on my waistband, covered by the cape, and try to bury it in our enemy's trail.
Waiting for someone? I believe he will be coming out soon. I was waiting for him too, for reasons different from yours, of course. Different. Have no fear, I have been told that he will come out of his own 2 feet, a free man. Well, I was waiting for him too, to give him a gift. But I have just been told that my gift is no longer necessary, at least for the moment. They are releasing him sine die. I am going now, boy. I have things to do. But I want to do me a favor. A message from Captain Alatriste. You will give it to him? Tell your captain that Walterio Malatesta has not forgotten that there is unfinished business between us, and that life is long until it ends. Tell him, too, that we will meet again, and that on that occasion I hope to be more skillful than I have been till now, and kill him. With no heat or rancor, just cold, and with as much time as it takes. In addition to being a professional matter, this is personal, and as a professional to professional, I am sure that he will understand perfectly. Will you give him this message? By my oath, you are a good lad. That other night, at the gate of lost souls, you did very well. Those point blank pistol shots, the Omiosa. I suppose that Alatriste must know that he owes you his life. I imagine that we will see each other again. Although, do you know what I should do? I should finish off now, while you are still a youngster, before you become a man and kill me.